So it's Suzanne Hunter from Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment from Brooklyn's Radio at the BBC Proms in the Park with the wonderful Matt Goss. Hi Matt, nice to see you.
Hello, lovely, how are you?
I'm very good. You're looking fabulous, very dapper.
Thank you, love.
Ready to swing on stage.
I am, and rock it a little bit as well. I'm going to bring my guitar as well, as the BBC Big Band, so we're going to hopefully crush it.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic because, of course, you know, reuniting with Bros. Was it this year or last year?
End of last year, two nights at the O2. Yeah. Sold out in 7 seconds. Pretty incredible, really. But
those fans are still there, still loving you.
Yeah.
Still loving the brothers.
I think that it's just one of those bands that when me and my brother get together, it's always kind of an event, and we both love a sense of occasion. So we love production and both musically and visually. And the same for myself. Like, you know, I chose the big band today because I just wanted to really, really, you know, there's 30 musicians on stage and we've got a choir, and it's going to be really beautiful. I'm going to do my arrangements from Vegas. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to add a song in the middle that hopefully we'll get the crowd going as well. So
fabulous, because of course we all saw you on Strictly Come Dancing as well, because that's back again now this autumn, and you were swinging out there. So what is it about, because you've obviously you know had a move into this big band swing sound, what is it about that music that you really love?
Well, it's been for me the last 15 years almost. In June it'll be actually 10 years as a resident headliner in Vegas, but I think it's the energy. It's all analog. It's all lungs and, you know, fingers, and it's just, you know, it really happens live, and then you happen to mic it, it sounds even better. But it's just that era reminds me of my grandfather, but it also has got that real sexy kind of edge to it now. It still sounds very contemporary to me.
Yes.
And so there's something about that, as you know, as I'm going on in my career, I still like dip my toe into the commercial world from time to time, but I really love jazz and swing. But you know, I'm really genuinely enjoying both genres, pop and swing.
Yeah, do you love all the old, you know, your Muddy Waters, there's more blues, I guess, all the jazz artists and Quincy Jones and all those arrangements?
Yeah, everything to me is, you know, the moving harmonies and just all the big horn section parts and the different voicings. I just love it. I really, really like lose myself when we're putting, especially if you'll hear the arrangements around some of the classics like I Hear Nothing and When Will I Be Famous, and, you know, you'll see the horn charts on those are very complicated, but really, really works.
Yes. I mean, how do you feel like being an iconic Vegas? I mean, a residency there is no mean feat, is it? You think about all those people that have trod on that stage. How does that make you feel when you go on stage?
I just feel really honoured. You know, I'm born in Lewisham, a London boy, and they just gave me a proclamation on August 8th, 2018, and named it Matt Goss Day forever. So they didn't actually know. They just knew that I was kind of obsessed with the number 8, but they didn't know it was my mum's birthday. So it was a double gift, really, to be given the key to the city and the proclamation of Matt Goss Day, and then the Icon Award the same day as Tony Bennett and Muhammad Ali. So very, very honoured to be a British boy and representing, hopefully in an elegant way, but we're just the right side of civilised and having a lot of fun in Vegas at the same time.
Yeah, because of course you mentioned the number 8, it's a very lucky number actually, isn't it?
Yeah, and
it's Chinese.
Today is the 8th.
That seems to be your number, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, now you've moved into, you know, the swing side of things. You've got a new single out called Red Flare. Red Flares, yes. What's the inspiration? How do you get the inspiration for the melody and the lyrics on that?
Well, I kind of bombarded my mind with commercial radio for about 5 weeks. I wanted to write a commercial record, but the song's about the removal of ego. When you send out a message like sorry is a very easy thing to say, and I miss you, or let's talk. You know, it's really like the way people communicate now is texting and sending up a red flare, which is save our souls. It's really basically sending out a message and waiting for that response, that rescue, or, you know, or the acknowledgement even. And I think it's very easy. I mean, for me personally, if you love someone and you have a moment, just try and move past it as soon as you can, because things fester otherwise. And if they do fester, then somebody sends up a red flare, respond. And you know, because it takes courage to make the first move. And if you do, I would always advise people to send the first text or the first phone call and say sorry first. It's you'll never regret saying sorry.
It's clearing the energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you say you've become a bit more spiritual as the things have gone along in your career?
I've always been spiritual, but I'm an incredibly spiritual person, and I have a great deal of faith. I'm not overly religious, I would say, but I'm very, very, very spiritual man. I love my faith, and I love not knowing why. I love just the feeling it gives me, and I feel connected to that in regards to keeping me safe. I've lost a lot of people that I love, including my mother and my sister, and there have been times when I've had to lean upon my belief system and my inner philosophy and my friends. So I'm very grateful for being able to have the strength and the fortitude, really, not to fall upon anything that is addictive or anything. I still feel fortunate even through my loss.
Especially in this industry, because it's, like you said, it's a very ego-driven industry. So, of course, the single Gone Too Long has been remixed as well this year, and the new album Love Can Make You Fly is released in August. So, do you have any songs particularly close to your heart that you're going to be putting on the playlist tonight?
There's a song I wrote called Just For A Change, and it just starts off with me and a guitar and then grows into this anthemic moment, and hopefully you'll see it. It's a little piece of magic. So I think that song creates a lot of magic, and it's not really technically a known song, but I wrote it about everything I want in life, and when I sing it, I still want. It's a very humble song, but it creates magic, and it's created magic all over the world for me. So
we're looking forward to lots of magic and miracles happening on stage when you go on this evening actually. So yeah, it's been absolutely lovely to talk to you, Matt Goss, for Brooklyn Radio, Suzanne Hunter at the BBC Proms in the Park. Thanks very much.
All my love to everybody.